McLean County plans to devote about a third of revenue from recreational cannabis sales to mental health. County Board Chairman John McIntyre tells Eric Stock the county can't project how much money that might be. McIntyre says it can supplement what the county gets from sales tax revenue as it ramps up behavioral health initiatives.
What this really helps us, though, is if we do get any extra income, and it helps us sustain the programs that we have and initiate our at-risk youth psychiatric training. Outpatient type. It could be not a lot of money, but any little bit helps when we're trying to do a separate fund that's dedicated specifically for mental health.
And it was a board member, Carla Robustelli, who proposed the funding. And a similar proposal is in Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal, with a quarter of the money coming from cannabis tax revenue to go toward mental health services in the state. That came a day later, I should mention.
Yeah.
It's new revenue for the county based on the tax revenue that we still don't know to what degree it's going to come in. Robustelli had said that this is better than potentially dipping into property tax revenue for mental health. Would you agree with his assessment that there's not enough money going into mental health as is?
Well, part of our property tax money is dedicated through our health department. So you have to understand there's a different funding stream there. What the state gives us will be passed down to for substance abuse and for other psychiatric type of training and or services. And it'll go through grants that are awarded by the Board of Health. This is separate from the money that we use for sales tax for some of our initiatives for local. And this goes to providers, agency providers, who actually, they apply for it. They send in their every year. The Board of Health meets and awards this money. And what the state will do, whatever they get done finally with their budget, will pass that money on through. So it will help with our property taxes dedicated for it.
Sheriff John Sandage also addressed the board, indicating that he had hoped the county would devote this windfall to help offset the cost of officer training. And I say windfall, not knowing how much that will be. This being a new expense for the county because of a drop in court fines and fees following a state law change intended to make these fines more fair and equitable. It's led to a significant drop in that revenue. Is that something the county would consider, or would it have to come from a different funding source, or something that the sheriff's office will simply have to absorb?
Well, if the sheriff's office absorbs it, it's going to be the county that absorbs it, and that's probably the bottom line, is that one way or another that's going to get paid. Yeah, that was a situation where the state withdrew some money and some funding from fees, and so it's my hope that the state will put that back in along with their budget, and that will be taken care of. I know there's also possibilities of awarding some grants for that money to see its supply. So again, we don't know how much money we're going to come in from the tax on the sale of cannabis. So we will apply whatever we have to do. It's not unusual for the state to make some changes in what they're doing with their funding, and then the local levels have to figure out how to deal with that and come up with the money. So we're hoping that the state comes through for us. I was down Springfield yesterday for Governor Pritzker's budget address, and I was sitting there thinking, it'd be really nice if the state legislatures would understand that training has got to continue for all our law enforcement people, and that it's got to be paid for, and that this will be done.
County Board Member Jacob Beard had requested the county lower the cannabis tax rate. The Finance Committee rejected that idea. His concern is that the tax rate will be so high that it will keep the cannabis black market thriving. The county's tax rate is just a small portion of that overall rate, but is that a concern the county should consider?
Yeah, well, I think it was considered, and I think it will be considered more in the future, but Board Member Beard, I think he took a look at what some other states have done and what we have seen on a national level. Here's another thing that we're dealing with. It's a new situation for us. We're uncertain about that, but we feel like that the difference in the cost with the tax on anybody that's a member of the public that is going to become somebody who purchases cannabis on a recreational basis is not enough off to make it to have somebody go on to a black market type of situation. Of course, that's not legal, and so we have to do what's legal. and what we follow that way, too.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with John McIntyre, chairman of the McLean County Board. The board also approved a new insurance plan that includes protection against ransomware. It's becoming a real concern for businesses and governments. Some have already been targeted. How much of a concern is that for McLean County as you upped the level of protection to $3 million?
Exactly. It's a concern because everybody is concerned about the money that we don't want to be held up if somebody starts hacking into our system. It has been done. We had about $2 million in coverage. We just felt like we needed to have a little more than that, so if something happened, you know, it can really shut down your system. And we have a county as large as ours, and the court system's counting on us, and there's so many things with our electronic justice information system that we just felt like we had to have more coverage than that. And so the difference in the cost was significant, but it's worth it.
It's about $50,000 total for cyber protection the county is paying for. Now, this is sort of on the back end, but on the front end, what is the county doing to prevent that kind of an attack?
We have a committee that's working on that. It's consisting of members from our law and justice system, our sheriff's office, state's attorney, county board members working to try to evaluate and upgrade. Our tech IT department is working on that as well, to continually trying to monitor our situation and provide improved security.
And board member William Casely had suggested the county is sort of putting a target on its back and publicly announcing how much insurance money it had. I guess for the sake of transparency, there's no real way around that, but is that a valid concern?
You know, that's an interesting situation we've got going with breaking into these, security systems and the high-tech thing in our computerized systems. I think the ones that are doing it are mostly internationally based. And if they're going to do it, I don't know if they're going to single us out, whether we've got $3 million or $2 million coverage. So I understand where Member Casely was coming from with this, I just don't feel that that's going to be enough incentive for an organization like that to get involved in cyber crime on our level. But we do have to have protection, so we want to be sure that we've got enough. Is that enough? Well, $3 million, maybe not.
The county's overall insurance costs rose fairly sharply over the last year, from about $707,000 to close to $864,000. An administration report had listed several factors, including workers' compensation premiums going up after fatality, a highway department worker. Mm-hmm. There was also a lawsuit settlement involving the county nursing home. How does the county absorb that additional cost for insurance?
The only way that we have to do that is actually just budget for it. And we know that there are going to be good years and bad years, and there's a risk management organization that assesses it for our insurance companies, and all we can do is be sure that we have the protection that we need. We have to be reasonable about it. Hopefully, but what it is, it's basically a claims record, and what we have and what we have had to pay out, whether it's workman's comp or other types of things. And so they also will look at our history and see, how we've done over the years. And hopefully, like a lot of the costs go up because of legal fees, et cetera. But I think overall we're doing all right. We just have to manage that. But we have to do it.
And as we continue on Sound Ideas with John McIntyre, chairman of the McLean County Board, the board's rules committee met recently to consider changing some of its rules for how it governs and how its boards operate. One idea that board vice chairman Jim Soldner had proposed would have the county establish caucuses for the parties, and that they could meet monthly or whenever needed to discuss legislative priorities or bills that are currently before the body. It would all be above board and in public view. Is that something that you would like to see?
Not really. Eric, on the state and national level, the caucuses are there. But we have the Open Meetings Act to consider. And many of the Open Meetings Act's stipulations don't pertain to the state level. So they've kind of been able to be exempted for that. And for us to have a caucus for each party, number one, in my opinion, it promotes partisanship that we don't want at our level. I really truly believe, and I think that I try to promote bipartisanship. I think our debate this week, even on the cannabis tax, went very well because of that. And you saw a vote on both sides of the aisles. But I just don't think that a caucus is a good idea on the local level. I'll tell you why. Number one, we would have to adhere to the Open Meetings Act. We would have to post a public meeting. Anyone could come to it. Well, obviously, the idea of a caucus is to get people sedged together on what they're doing to plan, make a plan. I think that promotes partisanship. We would have to dedicate a county board staff member to take minutes of the meeting. We would have to publish the meeting, or else we're violating Open Meetings Act, and it makes no sense to do that.
That is McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre with Eric Stock. McIntyre says he does not think there's enough support on the county board to hold caucuses, but the administration is looking to how they work in the few counties that have them.